Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Love and Summer by William Trevor, narrated by Jim Norton and directed by Erica Jensen.
Chapter 1. On a June evening, some years after the middle of the last century, Mrs. Eileen Connolly passed through the town of Rathmoy, from No. 4 the Square to McGuinness Street, into Hurley Lane, along Irish Street, across Clochjordan Road to the Church of the Most Holy Redeemer. Her night was spent there. The life that had come to an end had been one of good works and resolution, with a degree of severity in domestic and family matters. The anticipation of personal contentment, which had long ago influenced Mrs. Connolly's acceptance of the married state and the bearing of two children, had since failed her. She had been disappointed in her husband and in her daughter. As death approached, she had feared she would now be obliged to join her husband, and prayed she would not have to. Her daughter she was glad to part from. Her son, now in his 50th year, her pet since he first lay in her arms as an infant, Mrs. Connolly had wept to leave behind. The blinds of private houses, drawn down as the coffin went by, were released soon after it had passed. Shops that had closed opened again. Men who had uncovered their heads replaced caps or hats. Children who had ceased to play in Hurley Lane were no longer constrained. The undertakers descended the steps of the church. Tomorrow's Mass would bring a bishop. Until the very last, Mrs. Connolly would be given her due. People at that time said the family Mrs. Connolly had married into owned half of Rathmoy, an impression created by their licensed premises in McGuinness Street. They're cold.